appearance. God tells Samuel to anoint the next king of Israel without looking at his appearance. God then tells him these wise words. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 1 Samuel 16:7. Looking on the outside. We live in a world that looks at the outward appearance of a man. What are you wearing? That? Oh, no, you must shop here and buy this one instead. This is much more in vogue. Make sure you have the right brand, popular color, and best quality. Make sure that your hair is styled and dyed to make you the most desirable. Under the eye of others. People are watching. People are judging. We might not be told this in so blatant a manner, but the message is just as clear. You must conform and then be outstanding in your group. The tallest man gets the job. The most beautiful woman will be asked out. It's all about appearance. Surely that plain girl will not be the choice for the position. She is too heavy and wearing last year's fashions. Likewise, he cannot possibly be chosen for the job that carries such leadership. He is too short or has too unassuming a voice. The world's judgment is harsh and unfair. Such criticism cuts into the innocent. Yet such judgment and criticism are the criteria to which our lives are told to jog. We march to the tune that is piped to us from our babyhood onward. We try to keep up with this flawed yardstick measuring our value and worth. God looks at the inside. He looks at the heart of the man or woman to see if they have love for him there. Are they following his commands and living in tune with his laws of love? His choice. The man or woman God chooses might not be the best looking, tallest, smartest, or most talented. God knows far better. The things of infinite worth. It is the heart he looks upon. He looked upon the heart of the son of Jesse named David to be king. He found a man after his own heart, a man who despite many sins would ask for God's forgiveness and seek to follow him. Heart over face. God judges the heart over the face every time. Shouldn't we look at the heart when we choose?